God's business. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Ephesians 5:15-17. Julia, a 92-year-old woman, lived in an assisted living center. Although she suffered from a broken back, she often used a walker or a scooter to move around the facility. Her physical ailments did not prevent her from doing God's business. She was often found witnessing to others about the love of Christ through her behavior and words. She did not complain, but was a joy to be around as the light of the Lord radiated from her. Are you about God's business? God's word tells us to live as wise people, making the most of our time. We need to understand the Lord's will and then act accordingly. For some people, we may be the only Jesus they will see. Because of this, we need to act wisely as we love others with the love of Christ. We need to be deliberate in walking in God's way of truth, justice, and light. As we look to our culture, it is easy to see that the days are evil. Evil permeates earth as Satan is allowed to rule for a short time. We must not waste any time, but daily surrender to God's business, revealing who He is and drawing others to know Him. Heavenly Lord, please let Your light radiate from me so that others are drawn to know You. Amen. The Lord wrote this devotional, God's Business, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Busy Women.